Easy Way is giving out $250. You guys know the plan. Heading to easyway.com/giveaway enters you in $250 worth of product credit. That's every single month. Easy Way makes reclaiming screens a whole lot easier with their chemicals and equipment. Thanks, Easy Way. GraphX Source. If you need a solution to improve efficiency and reduce costs in your art department, Campus Inc., and many, many others use GraphX Source, who offer industry-leading outsourcing options for your shop and truly are a part of your team. They are the VAs that are handling SEPs, mock-up, creative art, order management, digitizing, customer service, and a bunch more. They've been around for over 40 years, too. So hit them up. Give it a try. PrintavoPod24 for 50% off your first order. Multicraft Daddy. Head to multicraft_daddy. Send him a DM with your email address. He's giving out PMI tape. If you haven't tried it, he's also giving out a ton of other really cool, neat gifts all the time. So shoot him a DM. Multicraft Digital Supplies and Screen Printing, they have been around for over 50 years, providing the industry with top brands at competitive pricing. Plus, on your first order, if you're a new customer, 10% off. You mentioned the Printavo Pod, and it'll get you that 10% off. And make sure you give him a follow. He's doing an awesome job. He's creating so much really cool content of screen printing history, too. That's love to really see that. And last but not least, Stahls. If you're ready to take custom apparel to the next level, Stahls is the leader in heat printing solutions. Whether you're just a small business getting started out or an established brand that's scaling, Stahls makes the hustle easy. Try their DTFs out, 20% off your next order. Use the code Hustler20, that gets 20% off that next transfer order. Get the equipment, transfers, and just overall support that your business needs by staying ahead. Visit Stahls.com and give it a try. They got tons of awesome products there. All right, let's jump on into the episode. Hey, Pronussos, welcome back to the episode. It's me today. We are talking about hospitality, and especially as the year end comes along, I'd like to think about things that I could do better, right? And in our business for next year, what are the things that we can get our team aligned on next year? And more importantly, what are things outside of our industry that we can be able to pull into our space, into our business to be able to help improve? Now, granted, we're running a software business, we're running Fabric.Inc, but you running a shop has a lot of similarities to a hospitality-based business. And that's why I find a lot of these notes very interesting that I'm going to share with you guys. So there's a guy named Will Guidara. He has a book named Unreasonable Hospitality. And this book is incredible in the points of views that he has. Now, he's doing a kind of podcast runaround with a bunch of different shows to be able to share his insights. You can listen to those. I wanted to pull a bunch of things that I've heard and wrote down to share with you guys. His big win and his huge focus for most of his life was restaurants, specifically high-end restaurants. He ended up purchasing a high-end restaurant. It was a, you know, Michelin star, fancy, fine dining type called 11 Madison Park. Maybe you've heard of that restaurant. It's in New York because the original founder of that was Danny Mayer. Founder of that, he is of Shake Shack. So that's kind of where that comes from, and that's where the foundation is. And in his view, he quotes, he says, "Today, every business can choose to be a hospitality business. And we can all transform ordinary transactions into extraordinary experiences." I think we all have dealt with experiences in our life that makes us say, wow, right? Like, oh, okay, that's pretty memorable of an experience. You know, when you have certain things that I find even low-hanging fruit-wise, like responding to customers' email extremely quick, that creates a wow experience. And Will gets into a ton of this, and I'm going to give a bunch of examples that he shares in the book as well. And that's one thing that we push as a company as well, is can we respond quickly? Can we create special experiences? If someone mentions something that's happening in their life, can we send them something that's relative to, you know, if they're having a kid or if they miss a certain food from home, If they're going on the honeymoon, whatever it is, can you send them something memorable to that? I mean, I remember when I called Alaska Airlines, I believe, and they picked up after the first ring. It was the oddest experience. No IVR, you know, no press one, press two, press three. It was an actual human. And that was a memorable experience. It was incredible. So, you know, in an industry, in the screen printing industry, where there are many options, for customers to be able to go to be able to get the service completed that they need, fantastic way to be able to compete has always been, how do you deliver the service? How do you, are you likable in a way where, you know, yes, you meet their needs as completing a service for, that's 50% of the satisfaction. And I believe the other 50% of the satisfaction comes from the connection. Do they like doing business with you as a person? So there's a couple different points that he talks about that we're going to dive into, five different points actually. And this is how Will explains this in Unreasonable Hospitality and how what he's learned from the restaurant industry and how we can apply it to the printing industry. So first, the philosophy of going beyond excellence. His quote is, it's not about perfection, it's about connection. What truly elevates the business is that relentless pursuit of hospitality. And that means generally doing the messy things that make people feel very seen. People tend to remember that unexpected. I just explained about the Alaska Airlines phone call. I remember that because it was very unexpected. You being able to have someone that can respond very quickly to customer requests creates an unexpected, because the expectation is very low for something like that. So doing the messy things that make people feel seen. Customers will remember those unique human moments a lot more than just the perfect execution of service. And like in a world where, you know, AI is trying to, you know, we all want to automate to make things more efficient and so on, making things more human and creating that connection is a really, really big piece. And he says, the quote is, the more of an emotional connection people have, the more likely they are to return. Plain and simple. All right, next up, number two, the power of one size fits one. Personalizing gestures. He really gets into these aspects. So he has this interesting hot dog story, I'll tell you guys. So Will recounted a story in his restaurant, his Michelin star restaurant, where he overheard a customer regretted that they were not able to have a New York hot dog before leaving. So his server heard that, let his team member know, and then he ran out and bought one and brought it to his chef to prepare it, you know, very special, elegantly for them. And so that was a experience of one, right? That size fits one. And that was such a personalized and unexpected gesture. You know, of course it goes viral when it came out in his book. And that customer remembers that, I'm sure, forever, and makes them want to return. Are there examples of things that you can think about, right? We always talk about sending a little thing that we do is send donuts to a shop, right? So if someone's got a team, they've got a team of 10, they're helping them with an order, maybe sending them a box of donuts, dozen donuts to their door. You could do this on DoorDash very easily. Again, new baby gifts, and even just calling to ask how someone's doing. I find that that is creating a really, really great special human connection that people remember. Cookies, I remember someone, once they moved, they didn't have this brand that they really liked to buy cookies at before, and we sent that too. That creates a strong connection. There's something else that he mentioned too, which I found was cool, is they actually hired someone to manage this. So a dream weaver, they call it. Now, I don't think we'd all be able to afford one person that's job is to be able to create these special moments. But could you empower someone to do this, right? As part of their role? That's where this gets interesting. So at 11 Madison Park, they hired what's called the Dreamweaver. And this is a person whose sole job was to help staff bring unreasonable ideas to life. that person created the bandwidth for employees to execute some of these personalized gestures. So, you know, a lot of the team members are very busy executing on their work, especially in a restaurant. Same thing in a shop. You've got so many things going on. But can you empower the team to spot opportunities for some of those personalized gestures and go a little bit above and beyond? The easiest way that we found is, hey, if it's under $50 that you want to be able to send a gift, don't ask me, just do it. You don't need to ask again, just do it to create that connection with that customer. And we did that by empowering the sales reps and specifically more so the success managers who have that relationship with someone to create much better retention. Something, again, that's either kind or very personalized, but giving that account manager the freedom and resources to make it happen, there's some really good apps that allow you to be able to send gifts out, and you can be able to search for those. One that I really like is called ongoody.com, ongoody. That's an easy way. And then, of course, just easy access to DoorDash, I find to be very helpful and easy, you know, or Uber Eats, whatever you find, that's the best to be able to send gifts out, food gifts, things like that, very quickly. Four Seasons did this, you know, the fancy hotel chain, Four Seasons. Four Seasons, afterwards, you guys should listen to this or to read more about it. Google their $2,000 rule. So what they did is they empowered people that come in, right? Check in. These are regular customers. If you're staying at the Four Seasons regularly, you tend to spend a good amount of money. And maybe you have certain demands that you want or things that you need or things that you may ask for that's more personalized, restaurant food, you know, whatever it is. They empower their staff that's client facing. If it's under $2,000, just get it. You don't need approval and take care of the customer as quickly as possible. I think that was really cool and really special. And again, on a much smaller scale, I find you can really empower your client facing teams to do this as well. Number three, categorizing hospitality. So Will talks about three levels of impact. First, one size fits all, then one size fits some, and then lastly, one size fits one. So the first one, one size fits all. So that's improving every single touch point in your business, especially some of the overlooked ones. Will talks about this consulting role he was doing with a car dealership. And he was asked from the car dealership, well, how do we apply this to our service? And what they came across was the ability to, you know, you drive away with a car. At some point within the next day or two, you're going to open the glove compartment. And what they did is they put $15 Starbucks gift card in the glove compartment with a nice handwritten note. It says, hey, here's a cup of coffee. We love to be able to work with you and thank you for your business. Let us know if you need anything else. Right? That's a special, really nice touch that creates that memory and that personal connection. You know, at their restaurant, instead of just presenting the check, which Will has talked about a lot, is like, well, what are the boring aspects of doing a business transaction or a consumer transaction that you just get, right? Maybe you just get the menu, you just get the check. How can we make some of these a little bit more memorable? And instead of just presenting the check, they brought a small bottle of alcohol and two glasses and then left the full bottle at the table, right? So, hey, it's on us. Stay as long as you'd like and hope you had a great time. That's pretty special, right? And he found most people, you know, aren't going to go drink the whole bottle anyway, but, you know, they'll have a glass, wrap up, and then move on. That was really, really cool. Now, could this be a certain surprise, right, in the boxes? Could you add some certain items that they like? You know, when you order from a lot of different transfer companies, they will also do this too, right? Different products that you can try. Could you print their logo on other different products, the packaging itself? Could there be something funny or unique on the invoice? Sometimes people will hand write on a packing slip, something special, something unique that humanizes the experience. I even find a bottle of water is very nice touch when someone comes in to meet, right? Hey, I've got this ready. Is there anything you'd like? Is there any type of coffee drink you'd like? I'll have ready. Things like that create something memorable. Next one, one size fits some. This was pretty special because for their restaurant, they'll sometimes have engagements, like wedding engagements. And so what they did is they got a bunch of Tiffany boxes, the jewelry company, and they brought them out with champagne inside of it and two glasses that they could keep. And so for a customer that goes and dines with them, again, very memorable, something you tell your friends and encourage others to go experience as well. That was very cool. That's a one size fits some. And then lastly, one size fits one. So that's highly personalized in what we talked about earlier. That's the hot dog story or having someone like the Dreamweaver and empowering that person. And those are the most impactful. All right. Number four, building a culture of hospitality. So how do you empower different people to be able to do this? I like this part because Will talks about the fact that he quote, and I quote, praise is affirmation, but criticism is investment. You know, as someone that works harder to be more direct with my team, I really like that praise is affirmation, but criticism is investment. That's helpful, right? As we tend to delay criticism because we don't want to upset someone. So praise versus criticism. The rules for criticism, though, are criticize in private, criticize consistently, never use sarcasm, remove emotion, and ensure praise outweighs the criticism. That is how you start to encourage that ability. And then last but not least, the long-term financial benefits. You know, this is very hard to be able to measure. It's not like this is Meta Ads campaign or an email campaign that you can measure clicks of some sort or coupon codes. But this truly builds brand reputation and creates a strong amount of momentum for your business that lasts long term. And the real goal here is increasing customer retention. Emotional connections make customers more likely to return. And that also drives new sales through word of mouth marketing, right? So every dollar that he spent on unreasonable hospitality was far more impactful than he felt than any traditional marketing dollar. So share it with your team. You know, buy this book for your team or just give the summary, sit everyone down for 15, 20 minutes. How can we be unreasonable with our customer service and our hospitality? All right, pronouncers, hopefully you found that interesting as well. I hope you guys have an awesome week and we'll see you guys in the next episode. Thanks so much for listening. Hopefully that was informative. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to like. Don't forget to hit the bell for notifications. If you enjoyed this video, if you enjoy all the stuff we're putting out, it's really helpful. We love to just be able to see it. That means that we're doing a good job. To subscribe, hit the bell for notifications and hit the like button. And I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.